Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, be sure to hit the like button, it really helps us grow. And follow me on another platform, links below, because I can get unplugged any day now.
If he wanted to, he would. Maybe if he knew what you were actually thinking, which is never, because it's impossible to ever know what someone's thinking.
Yeah, if he wanted to, he would is like so unfair to guys.
It's so unfair. And same with unfair to girls in our brains.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want him to do? Why does it have to be the guy? Like, we don't even give him a chance.
Also, like, whenever girls are like, well, he needs to text me, and I am a victim of this. I do this all the time. It's like, if you want to, you do it. It's like,
yeah.
It sounds good. You know, y'all key-keying it up on the podcast, talking about how ridiculous women's standards are. It doesn't matter. They don't care. Women live in a fantasy world based off emotion and feelings. Most logic is irrelevant, completely irrelevant, when it comes to how women feel at any given moment. Also, if I make up some BS, then I'll be able to stir up some drama. So that's another incentive I have to just be ridiculous. But it sounds good, ladies. I don't believe you, but it sounds good.
He might not text you because he doesn't want to bother you. He probably wants to text you.
Yeah.
Like, but he's afraid to text you.
Well, no. If a guy's not texting you, it's because he doesn't like you, period. But women like bad boys. So you like that he's playing hard to get. And that's what make you like him more. If a guy has your number and he's not texting you, it's genuinely because he doesn't care about you as a person. 9 times out of 10. Or he already got what he wanted from you. See, this is why you just don't take dating advice from the ladies. Ladies, listen to guys like me. We're going to tell you the truth. Things get so convoluted and confused when women start trying to think about how things work in the dating world.
You're a hot girl. Do not give an ugly man a chance. He will always embarrass you.
My sexy ladies, listen up. She's not wrong. In fact, I'm about to explain to you psychologically what happens to these guys and why the heck they do this.
Women don't do charity in the dating world. If she's dating a guy that's unattractive, there's some other things that she really finds irresistible about this guy. Women only date down when they literally have no other choice. When they're older, fatter, with more kids or something. If she's looking good and in her relative prime, you could forget about it. They're not just dating a guy to just give him a chance, to give him a solid. No. He probably had that bad boy alpha energy that they love. Or had some money or something about him. Don't let these women convince you that she just gave a guy a chance because she has such a good heart and she's such a noble woman.
So when you're a 6 or above as a woman and you know you're good looking and you're attractive, these men who are at best 5 or less, physically speaking.
Right, just physically.
They grew up insecure. And they are very self-aware, believe it or not, of what kind of women they can pull. So once they attain you out of pure luck and, just kidding, personality, for whatever reason they attain you, you will end up becoming their trophy girlfriend and they will date with their ego. And so what happens is in the moment they will have validation from you just being side by side to them. But over time, they will need validation from other women, too, because they're that insecure. So ladies, don't do it. It's BS that they're going to treat you better. Go for the hot, confident guy that you've always
wanted. Let's be honest. That guy was confident, too, and that's what you liked about him. And he had some other personality traits that you liked. Those same traits that allowed him to pull another biddy. Don't let him fool you. You almost got me, ladies. You almost got me. But insecure men who are thrilled to have a pretty woman on their side, just the average Joe man, they're not cheating. Trust me. So basically, she just said, don't go after the average looking alpha bad boys. Go after the good looking alpha bad boys. Because the not so good looking alpha bad boys will do the same thing. But I could have told her that before she started dating the guy. There's plenty of genuinely nice guys, probably who are decent looking, that she curved on the way to going to that not so good looking bad boy. I'm telling you, these women would rather have anything other than a nice guy. A hot bad boy, a ugly bad boy, a handicapped bad boy, some type of bad boy.
We talk about how, oh, money attracts girls. No, it fucking doesn't. Because in the realm of a beautiful woman, everybody's rich. She will only go on dates with a man who has a nice car and pays for dinner. But in her view, men just have money. They don't even consider some men are porks. I've never spoken to one.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
All men just have money from the sky. That's, men just have money.
That's a great point.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing with height. When you're an attractive woman, you can date the type of guys you want. So if you've only dated 6 foot guys, you're going to think, oh yeah, most guys are 6 feet. Yeah, because those are the only guys you see. So in your world, most guys are 6 feet.
Mama number one. Baby mama number two. Baby mama number three.
boy.
Okay, I don't believe it. Not for 1 second. Maybe future baby mama number 1, 2, 3, and 4. But nah, man. Ain't no man game that tight. All of them sitting at the table at once. Getting along, just chilling. Nah, I don't believe it.